It's the Bob and Tom Show.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Wait for the organ. Here it comes.
Don't they? These guys play at the hockey games?
Oh my God.
Remember this, Christy?
No? I'm sure if I hear the...
Now, did Ray Charles sue them for trying to sing like him?
No. Or...
Well, that's nice of Ray, I think.
Hey, hey!
Whoa, yeah!
Oh, what I say!
Yeah!
What I say!
Oh, yeah, those guys are great.
Great song.
What I say?
I will admit it's an homage to Ray Charles. I'm the first one to admit that.
Do we have Ray Charles?
No, we have tons of Ray Charles.
I didn't know Chick doesn't like Oregon. Do you like the song Dirty Water?
I love Dirty Water.
You did?
I like decent Oregon. That's like... Those little baby organs you get the kids for.
What about the
what
great
tone is that?
What about the great Grand Funk song with that little tasty
That's
organ
good.
In there?
That's
See,
good.
Sometimes a little of something can be perfect.
You know, didn't they fight Rundgren over that?
Supposedly,
they didn't want them to.
That was the famous story is that they didn't want to put the organ on.
By the way, two things
band,
about
Rundgren
you.
Said it's the radio stupid.
Two things about you that are irritating me today.
Okay.
Number one,
just today,
I'm yes. talking
hey,
to Tom.
Is this
of course,
be our theme.
I feel like
Every
I have
day
to
you're
maybe
tell us.
But I think most of our listeners know I'm talking to Tom when I say things
okay.
like this. Number one, I thought it really irritated me when you saw a movie you hated. I realize it's worse when you see a movie you like. And you won't shut up about it.
Christy and I were talking. You didn't have to listen.
Talking off air.
Actually,
Christy and I were talking off air to Bob.
It's kind of hard not unless you put
this
your headphones on.
This is a movie I saw the preview a few weeks ago, and I've wanted to see it.
It's called Bernie with Jack Black.
Well,
and
give him the rest of the morning. He's going to give away the whole movie.
I have said nothing about the
film.
Not,
he's given nothing out.
It was off the air. I was talking with two other people who had seen the movie. Oddly enough, you were actually in the room. Usually you're outside doing whatever you do during the breaks.
Yeah, he mows.
He mows.
Hey, I got to pick up some extra cash. Okay, I'm out mowing the yard. Give me a break.
Why does it bother you that I enjoy something?
Because you won't shut up about it.
I was talking. Dean came in and he asked me about it.
Yeah,
we were talking.
He's not helping.
Secondly, I have said nothing in the air about the movie except for it's Jack Black is in it, and don't read about it. Just go see it. I loved it.
Bernie's secondly, what else irritated yes. me about you? Christy was trying to do her job, read the weather, and she had plenty of time to read the weather. And you're waving at her like, "Hurry up, hurry up!" And then
to get it to you,
all you said was, "Oh, okay." So you could get that in before we came back to the network.
Can I explain the first day of radio? You'll learn this. You know what this means? This means 5 seconds.
No, you weren't doing that.
Yes, I
you
was.
You were doing this.
No, you were waving at
I
me.
Get,
ah!
I gave
I saw
her,
you out of the corner
no,
of my
I
eye,
No, I gave
buddy.
Her the 2 fives. That means 10 seconds are left.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's traditionally what that means.
I thought you were waving at you.
And then what does this mean, Christy?
And you know what,
30
Christy?
Seconds.
30 seconds. There you go.
Christy knows what clock to look. She knows when she needs to get out. She doesn't have to have you.
I'm looking right over there.
But let's just install a little electrical thing. Next time she goes over, I'll give her a little jolt.
All right. I'll take that.
Fair enough.
How about we wire you up to the same thing, and as soon as you're distracted by anything, we give
no,
you
no,
a little
no.
jolt.
I would say you jolt him as soon as he pays attention.
They're going to have to put another grid over at the power company. I can tell you that.
Okay, I have not given anything away about this movie. I just said I really liked it. That's all I'm saying.
What about the old lady? What about the lady in the movie?
I didn't say anything about
the
movie.
You're yelling that out.
I said nothing about the movie. I said it's called Bernie, Jack Black is in it, and it's really good.
And there's an accident.
And it's not a traditional Jack Black
winking
at the camera.
Hey, now you're starting to spill stuff, and I'm going to come across the table.
and that's not in the movie.
You're being an instigator.
You are. You're causing trouble.
Oh,
I want to see this movie,
I'm
and if you ruin it for me, I'm going to ruin your mowing gig.
Rosebud was a sled.
You'll ruin my money. My mowing gig.
Your
my,
gig will be gone.
But my mowing gig's my movie money.
Okay, and I got a survey for you.
All right. Are you surveying us?
No, this is the results of a survey from Zoosk.com, mm-hmm. Z-O-O-S-K. Did you see this, Kristen?
Yeah, I did.
This is a social network. They did a survey of over 1,500 adults here in the United States.
You're mm-hmm. talking about the holiday?
Yeah.
Holiday.
Three quarters of adults between the ages of 18 and 49 say sex is better while on vacation.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, there's nothing like a new environment
place,
to
no
be around.
Kids, no dogs. Come
nothing
on.
Parties like a rental town.
You really said that like it was something.
I just thought it was interesting. Three quarters say sex is better on vacation. Probably depends on whether or not you take...
take your wife? What?
No, it depends on your personal situation, probably.
I see. It is. It's always, it changes your surroundings, adds new excitement.
19% said a trip to a romantic city was the most romantic vacation. 15% said a cruise. 15% said a trip to an exotic, far-flung locale. 9% said bed and breakfast. See, that would not be.
I don't understand the whole bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that to me, that's staying at someone else's house.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which we know you love to do.
No, I don't.
Not a fan.
8% said just any road trip. 5% said camping.
You get them out in the you give it up or I'm leaving you here.
No camping.
Is that not how it works?
No.
Do you know the difference between camping and
going to the canal?
It says, going
to the canal.
So the number one romantic getaway is going to a romantic city.
Or a beach. I think a beach is always sexy.
Yeah. 38% worry they'll get on each other's nerves.
What?
What?
Yeah. 34% worry about getting selected for additional screening at the airport.
Seems odd. Did you enjoy it when he felt you up, when he was looking for a gun?
I saw you.
15% are concerned about sharing the bathroom with their partner during a vacation.
What? What?
Are these people
where are
married?
They staying? I mean, wherever we stay, we get a bathroom. I mean, what? I don't have a whole choice.
Christy, how
honey,
about
I'm going to go next door, see if I can use their restroom.
73% of women found their 73% of the ladies found their partners snoring to be annoying.
I don't have that issue.
Okay. 59% of men found it annoying to be dragged along shopping. I believe that.
I don't do that either.
You don't drag your
man. Are we talking about on vacation or just normal everyday activities?
I assume this is while on vacation.
I think you refer to everything you have to do as being dragged along, don't you? Mm. Not just shopping.
Yeah. So
she dragged me to dinner.
This is the.
See, if we go shopping, I like wandering around with my wife, go shopping and stuff, because you end up in like a little pub.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
You go around to the city and
see what's going on there.
Well, you're the sights.
You're in the 40% of the guys that like to do that.
Okay.
The majority do not. but again, the most interesting thing is that three quarters of adults say that sex is better while on vacation.
Of course.
Sex is good no matter where it is.
Of course.
It is always exciting to be in a different environment. Sure. It's fun.
And also when you're on vacation, you don't have to worry about working.
Right.
Maybe you're a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about the kids breaking into the room or you have to worry about this or that or whatever. Yeah, it's always fun traveling.
Makes sense.
Having fun.
Okay. So I'm
with them. It's fun on vacation. Absolutely.
I'm sure there's more to the story.
But it's not bad at home. I'll tell you that.
So, yes. But isn't the staycation the new big thing?
Yeah, where you stay home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can the staycation, doesn't that mean you go to a hotel in your hometown, though?
Well, you can do that.
Is that a staycation?
No, a staycation is you stay home.
Right.
And you don't go on vacation. You just relax and do nothing.
You don't go to downtown and grab a hotel room on a Friday or Saturday night, enjoy your downtown?
Oh, he hates that. Oh, you know that. You wouldn't have asked.
I do that on occasion on a weekend.
On a weekend.
Violently. On vacation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All my stuff's right down the road at my house.
Right.
Yeah, we know that, Tom.
Dogs.
Well, so what?
Never mind. Okay.
Don't you want a break from all that?
So what's the excitement for that, Christy? The thought that the maid may break in mid.
No.
Hey, maybe she does. She might want to join you. I mean,
you get
never
room service. It's quiet.
That's
it's
right.
Relaxing.
You let
there are
people
no dogs
wait on you
or
hand
kids
and foot.
Or
come on.
You know, you'd have more friends or any friends if you. If instead of when they offer these ideas about things they're going to do, you would go, Oh, that sounds great.
I never thought of that.
Instead of,
why the hell would you want to do that?
I have,
you know, that's
moron.
What they, that's
I have
they
a house right there. Here.
Moron.
I'm not talking to Tom anymore for as long as I live. And then people walk away.
I have it's a house right a, here. Why would I want to pay for a hotel room?
Because it's a change
it's
of scenery.
It's exciting. You go downtown,
yeah.
You have a nice sure, meal, you get room you stay
service.
At a hotel.
Maybe go to a show.
Get the car, come home.
What do you have, a Barrett? With you in the
room service.
The room we have, the springs are squeaky.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. We'll I'll see if I can find out some more about this survey. It looks pretty interesting. What else have you got, Chris?
Well, here's a guy who doesn't have to go anywhere to have more sex. A 33-year-old Tennessee man who's fathered 30 children with 11 different women.
Good Lord.
Is ranging from toddlers up to 14, asking the courts for relief from his child support payments.
Wow.
How many kids again?
He has 30.
30. 3-0.
The state already takes half of Desmond Hatchett's paychecks and divides it up among the various mothers, but he doesn't make much money. That doesn't amount to much. Some of the women get as little as $1.49 a month.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
How does this guy not? What does he look like? What's his angle?
I don't know, but man.
Wow, is right.
He had 4 kids in 1 year.
Oh, somebody needs a vasectomy.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm surprised that they haven't.
Can the court
them to do
can
that.
The court ask you to do that or no?
Usually in a sex crime, yes,
but not
in a volunteer way. No.
God, he's only 33. He could father.
Well, he's got a lot of
20 more easily.
Yeah, a lot of swimmers left.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, come
but
on,
so the government can garnish his wages then.
Yeah,
yes.
They are. They're already taking half of his check.
Which when you split
much.
It up,
when you take half of nothing, there's
and
not
so the child. So some mother is getting $1.49
a month. Yeah, that's sad.
I don't know. This is why I'm not a judge because we'd be
this
selling.
Is why Tom doesn't go
we'd
downtown.
Be first of all, we'd be selling this guy's kidneys to raise money. Then there'd be the castration and or vasectomy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we as
Keep
a society
pants,
can't
Desmond.
Do anything for this guy.
I don't know.
He must have a great line. Maybe he could. We should find out how this guy operates.
Well, gotta have something.
You know, if you figure out the guy's secret, we're going to be overpopulated in no time flat.
He must go from town to town because I would think that it would catch on that this guy's.
I thought they were all in Tennessee.
Well, still, there are a lot of towns in Tennessee.
Oh, well, yeah.
What's that line from Love Actually? The guy, I have a giant dog. He's going to America to find a girl.
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
What up, Bob and Tom? This is Sir Charles kicking it with another edition of Let's Eat with Sir Charles. My guest is Jennifer Wilbank, the runaway bride. She's going through a highly emotional time right now and need lots of understanding and sympathy. Damn, girl, you crazier than an outhouse rat.
What happened to understanding and sympathy?
Oh, that's right. Damn, girl, I mean, I'm sorry that you crazier than an outhouse rat. All women are a little bit psycho, but you must be their queen. When other women get premenstrual, they just reach for the My Doll. But damn, you grab your passport.
All I can say is I was feeling a little stressed.
Yeah, and that's why they invented Hagen Dazs and vibrators. So why you went off to New Mexico anyway? Are you a Bugs Bunny fan?
What?
Oh, don't you remember? Bugs was all the time wishing he had turned left to Albuquerque. That rabbit cracked me up. But you know something? When Bugs put on a dress and lipstick, he was kind of hot. You notice that? Hey, you didn't bring me back any of them chimichangas from New Mexico, did you?
No. I was a little busy with my own situation. Fortunately, my fiancé has been so supportive through all this.
Well, I guess we know who wears the panties in your family. Everybody. Now, assuming your fiancé don't grow a set and kick you out on your bony ass, where you going on your honeymoon?
I think he'd like to take a cruise.
I'll bet he would. At least you won't be able to escape unless you go out finding Nemo on him and swim to shore. Instead of a ring, is he going to give you an electric ankle bracelet? If you write your own vows, are you going to write yours on the back of a bus schedule?
Could you excuse me for a minute? I need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, all right. It's through that door. Don't be messing with my magazine, though. You'll lose my place, and I'm right in the middle of an article about Reba McEntire's secrets to a happy sex life. Damn, she better not mess with my magazine, and she better not touch my ruffles either. Hey, it's breakfast time. Let's eat. I'm Sir Charles. Catch y'all later. Hey, wash your hands when you through, and we grab some breakfast. How you like your eggs? I bet you like them runny. Get it? Runny. Damn, I'm like a fat black Bugs Bunny. Hey, what up, Doc?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, I saw something kind of rare.
Huh?
Over the weekend.
What's that?
I'll get to it in just a second. I've got to say that. Who said what's that? That was Christy Lee.
Is it going to be awkward?
No.
Going to make us uncomfortable?
Our engineer is Ace. That's Chick McGee over
crawl
there.
Crawl under a rock.
Josh back from his fishing trip. We'll find out how that went. Years ago, I forgot about this. We did a very limited edition. What do you call those things? Those car sunshade things?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Windshield sunshade deals. I'd forgotten we did it. I don't know how many of those we did, but we did a...
You saw one of those?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Check local listings. Pretty hot in a
lot
of places.
Pretty faded, I would think.
Yeah, no kidding. They held up. Wow.
Nice.
You don't see. I have never, I've always lived in the Midwest or temperate, but I've never used one of those.
Oh my gosh, I've used one the last 3 days.
But you have one going right, really, because your car gets too hot.
Yes.
And you really do tell a difference? You can really.
Yes.
I believe, what is it, 10 degrees, I believe.
Wow. I've never used one.
Good for you.
I learned that the hard way.
What happened?
Well,
did you burn your hands?
No, I had a really cool collection of cassettes. This dates this story. And they were in a kind of a hard plastic case. And I had just moved to Orlando, Florida. And
are you sure? Yeah. Now think a minute. Are you sure it was Orlando?
Yeah, it was Orlando.
It wasn't in DeLand?
No, I moved to Orlando first.
DeLand! Oh. What kind of a name is DeLand for a city?
Well, it's fairly close to DC.
Hey! Hi-oh!
174,622.
Joke celebrating 35 years.
In the first couple days I was there, parked my car, did something, came out, and imagine what would happen if you put a case of something plastic, a little bigger than a football, and do a microwave, and it was all melted. All over the vital seeds. Yeah, it was a disaster. So I learned the lesson. In certain parts of the country,
you think they're going to have one of those there, as an option, as a pull a shade down your windshield like you do in your house.
Oh, I just clicked.
They have those now for the side windows.
Yeah,
I was in a car the other day, and all of a sudden
they keep the UV out or something, or
it's a separate.
Yeah,
it's what is it?
Separate but equal.
You press the down button or the up button rather. Once the window is up. If you press it a second time, is this making sense?
Yeah.
And this sort of screen goes up.
Huh.
It's amazing. I can't imagine that would work for the front windshield. That'll be the kind of thing that Rolls-Royce
or Bentley or
Range Rover figures out. But I would imagine the trick would be making sure you put it down when you drive.
The thing that it really helps is to keep your legs from scalding on the seats when you sit down.
I burn my tushy.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing such short
skirts or
pants,
shorts,
and,
yeah.
Those sometimes Daisy, those Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, sometimes I drive naked.
Oh,
that's
very
exactly
nice.
Right.
Last time you drove naked, Josh, go.
Never.
Never. Chick?
I've sat in my car naked in the garage, but I've never driven.
What?
Well, sure.
Did you have a tube coming from the tailpipe?
And... No. No. You know what? I missed you when you were gone. How foolish I was.
Why would you be naked in your car in the garage?
Let's say you're getting ready to fall asleep and you think of something. Oh, I got it.
So okay, I got you.
It just happened to be one of those nights I wasn't wearing anything sleeping over.
Tom?
No, just underwear. I've had to run out and move the car into the garage.
Oh, okay. So it's not that weird, right?
No, the scenario that you described, not that weird.
No.
And sometimes I just like to go out there and sit naked in my car in the garage and review every decision I've ever made.
I take it back.
How about that?
I take it back. I did have to Porky Pig it just a couple weeks ago.
I don't want to hear about you and Porky Piggin or Donald.
So you're
Duncan
wearing a shirt but nothing on the bottom.
Yes, I forgot about that.
I don't want to know your sexual at all.
It was a wet bathing suit issue. Too boring to explain. In any event, I saw one of those Bob and Tom windshield sunshade things.
Huh. Hey. That had to have been so faded.
I was in motion. Otherwise, I would have stopped and taken a photograph of it. But
he was in motion.
I was in a rush. In any event, congratulations to the person that still has that. Thank you very much. If you have one, put it in your car and take a picture.
Well, yours doesn't have any design on it. That was kind of disappointing. It's just like one of those space blanket silver.
Exactly. We have to move on here. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have you got over there?
Police in Wisconsin say a man's plan to take videos of up the skirts of women was thwarted when his shoe camera exploded.
Oh,
Madison
good.
Police Chief Mike Koval said the 32-year-old man wanted to turn himself into police on Tuesday. He wasn't arrested because he hadn't taken any videos before the camera's battery fizzled. They're not really sure why he turned himself in. Koval wrote that the man's foot was injured when the battery did
explode. Tom has his hand raised.
Yes, Tom. Do you have a question?
I have a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What purpose would a foot camera anyway?
What are you talking about?
This is for upskirting.
I know, but I mean, what legitimate... You never...
You know what?
Christy, you wouldn't have come on, I went to the greatest wedding 4 weeks ago and I saw the pictures the guy took with the foot cam. It's just amazing. What? Who makes upskirting foot cameras?
There's a demand for it. It's the same.
Yes.
Well, can't the police get a list of the men they send them to and just go over there and arrest them immediately?
It's the same reason they make those teeny tiny little Ziploc bags.
Oh, the little snack bags?
They're like, they're like an inch by an inch or 2 inches by 2 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we make them for small parts for model. No. They're made for drugs, okay?
No, they're not.
Let's be honest.
I use them for jewelry. I use them all the time for my earrings.
They're used plenty
for
drugs.
I'll talk to you, Josh. You see me.
What'd you say? I would imagine they're used plenty for drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really? Well,
that's their big business, course.
I'm not saying you ban...
Wake up, smell the coffee.
You don't ban sandwich-sized baggies because they used to be used to hold a quote-unquote lid of reefer. But I'm just saying, no one's going to say, did you see these great baby photographs? God, I've never seen little heart looking so sweet. I took them with my shoe camera.
No. These are for perverts.
They make a shoe camera because there's a demand for it.
Right.
And I'm just saying, couldn't we get a list from the shoe camera people and just go arrest these guys?
I think it should be.
Save the world from these scumbags.
Anybody who's buying a Polaroid camera should be put on a list?
Well, no, I don't.
Anybody who's buying an ice pick should be put on a list.
An ice pick?
When would you ever need one of those except to murder someone?
What do you mean?
To bust up the ice.
Often do you use an ice pick?
To punch a hole in my belt.
Cubed ice is readily available.
No, don't go knocking ice picks.
I have 3 Polaroids.
You're a weirdo, Ace.
That's true.
3 Polaroids.
Yeah, never forget.
You've never used an ice pick to put a hole in your belt? Like
I just use an awl.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Well, some of us don't have a whole lot.
Josh has all money. What is that? A-U-L-L? How do you
A-W-L.
A-W-L. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Wow. I can't afford to buy an awl.
Any fine Leatherman has an awl.
I just hope that your new house that you just bought, I just hope that the ice gets all bunched up and you try to put it into one of your
2x2 inch.
You've got some willing half 8 sheets to the wind woman in the living room. All she wants is a margarita. Then it's go time, and you go in there. Your ice won't fit in the blender.
Oh, and by the way, they have cute little designs on the teeny tiny Ziploc bags, so you can keep your Molly separate from your crank.
Yeah, okay? You sure. Oh, wow.
Well, those are different than what.
So I guess the bigger question is this: how do you
Pollyanna?
How do you get the imprint that upskirting is what turns you on?
I don't know. Maybe you're a toddler playing on the floor and mother has her book club over and you're able to...
Could we not go with the toddler? Let's go with the dawning...
Well, that's when the imprinting...
That's when imprinting happens.
No,
yes.
Doesn't it happen when you're an adolescent and you're just getting...
Who knows when it happens? It just happens.
Would be better if maybe it was... Could we just raise the age a little bit?
All right, so let's say there's some 18-year-old sitting on their floor.
Not 18, let's be realistic.
Waiting to be tickled by their mother.
What age would you like?
I think it's just being mocked by pretty girls when you're in middle school. And,
And now we've gotten a glimpse of his soul, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have.
That came falling out.
Boy, who hurt you?
Who mocked you?
Give us a name. We'll go beat her up.
No, I'm fine.
It's not your fault.
I'll beat her up.
No, I'm just
you know what?
To
Denial's not just a river in wherever the hell the Nile River is.
Okay. Egypt is the joke.
Anarchy.
Thank you, Josh.
So they sell these foot cameras on Amazon?
Well, of course.
buy anything on Amazon.
Hang on a second.
So this guy, no.
I can put you in a foot camera.
Can you do the story again? What happened? This guy set his foot on fire with the...
Yes, the battery exploded and his foot was injured. Well, I don't know if it caught fire, but it was injured.
Someone's going to give a negative review on Amazon.
I'll say.
Well,
I was trying to upskirt. And
trying to get a couple beef shots. The next thing I know, my foot's on fire. That's just not
I don't
right.
like to give things a negative review, but you forced me to.
Do you notice sometimes you give a negative review and it mysteriously doesn't get printed?
I've never done that.
I've never given a negative or a positive review, and I find it irritating when the people who I bought stuff off of send me an email. Wouldn't you like to review your recent purchase? No, I wouldn't. I'm a busy guy, okay? Well, that's a lie, but I like to think I'm a busy guy.
I gave a very elaborate negative review.
And who's surprised by that?
It did not get printed. I was so furious about a purchase that I made.
It takes a special kind of person to
a very
take
elaborate
the time.
Negative. Just to say that takes
I believe
a very
the phrase. I believe it had the phrase, the people who sold these should be executed.
Well, that's why.
Would you like me to blow your mind? There are companies, many, many companies that are in charge of cleaning up your reviews and getting rid of your negative reviews.
Okay. Well, it was
putting you in a more favorable light.
It was a well-written, concise negative review of a pair of sunglasses that were very pricey that when they arrived literally should have been $3 at a convenience store.
Oh, man.
Boy, don't you hate that.
Well, it's a long story, but we'll get to Christy
Lee
right now.
Are we going to have the Uptown Problem contest today?
Do you have an Uptown problem?
No, I was just remembering that when you said sunglasses, my latest Uptown problem is my polarized sunglasses make it difficult to read my heads-up display in my automobile.
Yeah, turn your head just right.
you gotta turn
now,
your
is it that or is it the haze caused by the
when I drive drunk.
Half quart of Tom.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks a bunch, Tom. Hey, why are there six patrol cars in the parking lot when I'm leaving or arriving?
Christy Lee, you and I like to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Tell me.
We try.
Hey, Josh, you want to go get some breakfast?
Sure, ice cream sundaes. We don't do anything healthy. Yeah.
Why, smothered in pancakes? Let's do it.
You guys are all healthy.
We have other things that are technically due here, but first, why don't we turn to Christy Lee at the news desk?
A self-styled space kingdom is looking for citizens to colonize the moon and beyond.
Space kingdom?
Yep.
Oh, sounds like right up your alley.
How so?
Wouldn't you like to be the king of space?
The recently founded Nation of Asgardia has about 200,000 citizens.
Stop.
Asgardia?
Spell that.
We guard your ass.
Asgardia.
Isn't Asgard where Thor is from?
Yep. Okay. That's right.
But wouldn't you pick Asgard. Something else?
I thought it was down at Ragnarok. No?
So I'm sorry, who are these people?
That's hilarious.
The Asgardians? Yeah,
it's the Nation of Asgardia already has about 200,000 citizens, a constitution, and an elected parliament.
I'm skeptical.
The nation is aiming for a population of 150 million within the next decade.
That's right.
And it also hopes to take their colony into space with permanently inhabitable space arcs, according to its leader, Igor Asherbaily. Asgardia might employ IQ tests for citizenship selection.
Oh, sounds very Nazi-like.
Asked about Asgardia's funding in an interview, Asherbaily referred to a citizenship fee of 100 euros a year.
Huh.
Also plans to collect taxes on businesses and private income, which it says will be kept very low.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, sure they will.
Yeah.
So these lunatics...
200,000 lunatics apparently paying 100 euros a year? Do you want to see documentation on
that? Yes, I do. I want to see who's the douche that pays 100 whatever it is euros a year to get some kind of certificate from Asgardia.
Asgardia.
So he can move to the moon. You know something? If you want to be taken seriously, don't take a name that sounds like it came from Game of Thrones.
Well, that's the thing. They took it from...
From Thor.
But you're right. The Asgardians sounds pretty rough.
It sounds ridiculous. So they're going to colonize the moon? Yeah, good luck to them. How are they getting water up there, may I ask?
Yeah, no, this is...
They would like to colonize the moon and beyond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And beyond!
Because they have space arcs, they think.
Space arcs like ARK, not ARC.
Star Wars ARK. Too many times.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
I'll tell you right now, if they're going to colonize the moon, I want in on this.
It's colonized, not colonized, honey.
Well, whatever, Tom. I don't need to conjugate verbs to have an opinion, Dick. And I don't know who's in charge of this moon project, but it sounds to me like NASA's teamed up with and people at HGTV, and as long as them Property Brothers ain't involved, I'm down to be part of this. And the only thing I don't understand is why am I the first one hearing this moon colony? Because everybody knows the moon ain't been inhabited since it was roamed by man-eating dinosaurs, like what? Megalodons, that stegosaurs, and that velociraptor platypus. But then something happened, and all the dinosaurs went in sync at the same time.
No, no, so, I think, Donnie, you mean extinct.
Extinct.
And,
well, some people think it's due to some sort of meteor or big flood. The scientists ain't quite sure. It could have been from the pig flu or that head, foot, mouth disease.
Donnie, there were never dinosaurs on the moon.
Oh, actually, Tom, you're the ignoramus rex on this topic, then, if you're firm on that opinion, because all the dinosaur bones and skeletons are on the dark sides of the moon.
Oh,
you might say the same.
I see.
You can't see them with your naked eyes. See, the fact remains, when Louis Armstrong came back from Apollo 13 mission, he brought back a big sack of dinosaur dung. And, of course, the drive-by media don't want to cover that, do they? No.
Nope.
So, you know, I'm ready to go to the moon. Plus, I've always wanted to moon people from the moon. I swear to God, that'd be the first. Could you imagine some astrologist staring in his telescope at the moon, and all of a sudden, hey, man, look at this. This crescent moon's got a full moon stuck right in the middle of it. Swear to God. And the best part of living on the moon is all the ladies' breasts, Christy, are going to be twice as perky without all that gravity pulling them down.
Yeah, I got
you that. Women will still have to wear bras, but, you know, not for support, just more of a way to keep your boobs from floating up, you know, covering your face while you're trying to work.
Well, I think, Donnie, they'd be wearing spacesuits.
No more of that. My eyes are up here. Yeah, I know, but so are your hammers, Amber.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra. A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. On your left, you'll see Ace Cosby, our engineer.
Greetings.
Thank you very much.
I'm all funked out. You made me tired, all this funk.
All this funk? I dusted off the funk and
There's too much funk.
You're funked out?
I am funked out.
Okay. Many people think you're funked up.
Well, it's not 11 o'clock yet, is it? I mean, let's get our priorities straight here.
Sitting in for Josh, we have comedian Pat Godwin.
I love the clean funk.
A man, a guitar, and a man looking for a date.
That's why I wrote Christy Lee's song. I'll do it later in the show.
Do I hear wedding bells?
That's Christy Lee. Joining us also is Solomon Giorgio, comedian. Hey, Solomon.
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you.
That is a red jacket.
It is.
Solomon, if you notice the way we're all dressed,
colors, any sort of colors throw in. I like to pop. That is kind
You're
of...
You're popping.
I try to pop in the morning. That's how I stay awake.
I popped last night.
Oh, good.
What color were you popping?
Naturally.
I would love to hear about it.
That's what they say. My kids say that to me all the time. Mom, you need a pop of color.
Okay.
You don't have any pops of color, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have like a yellow shirt.
Is it pop
a
collar or pop a color?
Pop of color.
No, I always pop a collar. You pop your collar?
Well, you can do that. But
no,
poppy collar.
I go low key on the color. Solomon,
yeah.
I saw your set
on
Conan. God, it was great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very good.
And you speak English very well, and I bring that up. No, this is fair.
If you saw Solomon on Conan, this is terribly fair. Yes,
yeah. Well, it's fair. No, this English is your second language.
Well, it's my fourth.
Braggart.
Yeah, he doesn't want to show off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's I've been in America since I was like 4 years old, so
no discernible accent.
I should hopefully have figured it out by then.
What part of America did you grow up in?
I actually, when we came to the States, I was a little kid. We lived in St. Louis, Missouri for a couple of years, then Fresno, California for 7, and I lived in Seattle the longest. 16 years in Seattle.
And no one, is there a St. Louis accent per se? I don't think so.
Not really.
not. Well,
Josh is from St. Louis. He doesn't have.
I think he does have a.
Is there a little twang?
Yeah,
little
I
touch
can't.
The
I
south?
Can't pull it up, but yeah, there, I think there is some sort of.
Solomon, where did you come from originally?
My family is actually, we are Ethiopian, and
I was hoping you were going to say Nigerian because chicks were.
Oh, you'd be related.
I did the genetic background,
yeah.
And it came
DNA
back
thing.
3% Nigerian or Cameroonian.
Yeah,
is what it said.
Yeah,
and
I'm guessing that's some kind of scientific.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have
within the error range.
Oh,
of,
I don't think so. Yeah.
I have my mom. She's my 23andMe. She lets me know where exactly. I'm from every day.
Yeah, I'm not going to guess Sweden. I'm no DNA authority. Solomon Giorgio is our guest. Once he had a great set on Conan, originally from Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were.
Did you get some food in the break room? I'm worried about.
Oh
you.
My god!
Oh, god. Oh,
you know what? I'm very full. I'll let okay. you know. That.
aren't there some actually check. Some exquisite Ethiopian dishes?
They keep saying that, and I'm skeptical.
I think it's associated.
Oh,
it's
you should give it a try.
Okay.
It's very delectable.
I think there's an Ethiopian restaurant right up the road.
Of course there is. If there's a restaurant in your general area, Christy's been to it. Christy's been to it and had a lovely meal.
What's I have not been there, but I've always wanted to go.
I'll take you.
Is there a particular?
Do I hear a wedding bell?
I can take you guys.
Is there a particular dish that the Ethiopian?
Ethiopian food is it's very spicy. It's I've never actually eaten at a restaurant because I'm worried that they've toned it down for Americans, and I'm like, nah, I'm not here for that. I want because my mom she would make our food extra spicy since we were like really young. She did not care about our
digestive
threshold
systems.
As kids, not even a little bit.
People are crying, sweating.
I've never met a toilet seat that I've not had to hold.
There you go. That's Ethiopia, baby.
You probably shouldn't have mentioned that because Pat Goddard has been kind of suffering all
night. I had the Thai food last night, the special fried lobster, and I am suffering today.
Oh, man.
It's a wonderful $9. Thai restaurant you went to, but it's fried lobster.
With a hot curry sauce. And I am suffering.
Okay, well, we're
does that turn you on, Christy?
No.
Do I hear
no.
Christy Lee is at the news desk now. What did you have over there you wanted to talk about?
In addition to adding closed captioning for hearing impaired users, Pornhub has announced it's making its content accessible to the blind. They have created a feature called Described Video. It has female narrators detailing the action occurring in the scene. For example, mm-hmm. in one video, the narrator.
Can you do this as the narrator?
Well, yes.
So I'm going to take you away from your normal news voice,
right.
And go to your sexy voice.
Right.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do you want music?
Congratulations! You managed to suck all the fun out of this. And now she's going from her news voice to her sexy voice.
We cut to a POV of a guy looking at a hot teen lying on a bed on her belly.
Oh, by the way, for the purposes of this show, the teen is 18 or older.
I'm reading what was handed to me.
Wait a minute. Are you being sexy or being tired? You sound a little tired.
Yeah, I think we want it a little louder. This guy's blind, not deaf.
So you like your sexy women going, hey, we cut to a POV of a guy.
Somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle.
We cut to the naked chick.
Oh, but I know what I'm going.
18
okay.
years old.
There's naked people in the bed.
Another feature that has the following narration. When he tells her he can't work his tanning bed, she bends over and her butt points right up at him. Is that better?
Yeah, that was better.
Yeah.
I got a little something going on.
So this is describing the action. I actually have a real clip from Pornhub with their narration. Here we go.
I think Pornhub, about 90% of this is, what are we going to do to get a little publicity?
A little publicity, yeah, I agree.
What are we going to do?
Because they've used this on the...
we did the caption.
Kardashian RJ video.
Now we're going to do the deaf. Okay, now we're going to do the blind.
Will they do the description of the Kardashian video?
Are they going to have pornography for the dumb?
They
married the bad.
No, I don't know. Is that an elbow or is that a vagina?
Die.
Touch my pee-pee.
Touch.
This is actually from audio from Pornhub here. I have not heard this yet, so here we go.
A white woman
in a cheap-looking red power suit, sits next to a tall, lanky, white, middle-aged man.
This guy's not.
Now that's sexy.
That's not sexy.
Sounds like Mary Louise Kelly on NPR. God,
we'll be right back.
No, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. She's not interrupting the person she's interviewing. Here we go.
A white woman in a cheap-looking red power suit sits next to a tall, lanky, white, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, gray suit, and a red striped tie. Cut to a side shot inside the cab, and a girl gets in, black hair, lots of makeup, and squeezing a nice, curvy...
I just heard an I just heard an going on.
She's just getting in the cab.
She's just getting in the cab.
And she goes, she does a sexy getting in the cab.
Yeah. Well,
that's how I get into cabs. That's
figure into a tight.
First of all, not to be a jerk, but I'm surprised the cab stops for you. I'm sorry.
That's a fact of life.
I'm sorry.
You're listening to A Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.